We've called forth the assistance. We've called forth the entourage. Okay, let's connect even deeper with Mother Earth and feel her divine presence in your body, the sacred heart of the earth, totally supporting you, for she is also on the ascension spiral. Okay, we're going to breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth, generally speaking, or whatever is most comfortable for you. Take a deep breath in and begin to relax all the muscles in your face, forehead, eyelids, TMJ, your jaw, your tongue, relaxing the shoulder joints, relaxing your fingers, your toes, your calves, your belly muscles. Support the spine, straight and erect as much as possible. If you're lying down, just simply ground your spine with the earth. If you're sitting, ground your feet with the earth. If you're sitting cross-legged, yoga style, ground the base of your spine with the earth. Again, you're going to ask your ego to step aside. And begin to allow your I Am presence. Allow it to begin to embody in your life. Into your immune system. Into your guts. Into your feet chakras. Into your hand chakras. Through the heart. Base of the spine. Okay, again, you're going to make sure you're disengaged from your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, chaos of the world, and your intellect. And as if you were moving through a portal or a stargate, visualize your awareness moving through a golden arc of light into this beautiful place that we call heaven. It's the heaven within. Now we're going to take the light. We're going to take the light of resurrection. Into the solar plexus. And you're going to exhale out all unconsciousness in your solar plexus. You're going to release all bindings, attachments, and cordings from other people, the world, the astral plane. You're going to let go of all energy that is not you, including all thought forms, emotions, and feelings. We're going to call in your pets to receive, your ancestors and your family members. We're going to call in Ariel for your pets. Now remember, your support team is here. Imagine, using this analogy, that you are sitting at the 50-yard line in lotus position on a grass field like a football stadium. You're sitting at the 50-yard line, or sitting on the 50-yard line, and you're facing east where the sun comes up. And in this stand, in the football stadium stand that seats 100,000 people, is the support team for this activation. They're all sitting in the seats. Feel the power of that. Now, using the analogy of this football stadium and its filled to capacity with your support team, from the tunnel is going to come out a very big dump truck. And an angel is driving this dump truck. And the dump truck comes right up to you where you are sitting. And what you're going to do is you're going to go and you're going to get a shovel. It's a silver shovel with golden handle. And with the shovel, you're going to go to where you were sitting, right in the middle of the 50-yard line. And there's going to be a spot there within the grass that represents your unconscious fears that you have collected over all these lifetimes and from early childhood and from the birthing experience and from your first marriage and your first loss and your first emotional experience that you never got over. It represents that. From this life, from past lives, from being killed, from whatever. Oh, perhaps getting the plague and dying from the plague. You're going to take the shovel and you're going to start digging, because this spot in below the grass is going to represent all of your unconscious fears. And if you are ready now, you're going to start digging and you're going to start shoveling all of this dirt, this unconsciousness, into the dump truck. And you're going to keep digging until there is no more fear left in your unconscious. And as you are digging, you're going to remember what these fears are. You're going to recollect in visionary experiences and ahas and flashbacks. Oh, yes, that. Okay, I'm going to release that now. I'm done with it. I'm going to learn from these experiences as you keep digging. And you can keep digging for as long as you need to keep digging. Put all that dirt into the dump truck. And if the shoveling becomes hard, you want to tune into why it is so hard for you to dig up your unconscious fears. We give you full permission to dig it all up once and for all, to become aware of the lessons inherent in those experiences. You're going to remember how to heal those experiences. And if the body gets tired, move through your tiredness. Move through it. Keep digging. And if you need another dump truck, just call it forth. And when you're done, you can tell the driver, the angel, to take all of that back to the Cosmic Recycling Center. And all of that dirt will be purified back into mulch for gardens and fields. And when you're done, you're going to you're going to go locate a container somewhere in your imagination. A container of golden liquid light. And you're going to take that container and you're going to pour it into the hole until it's totally full. And you can get as many containers as you need until it gets totally full. This hole in the lawn, in the field, the football field. Fill it up all the way to the very top. So all of that gets sealed with the light of love. And then you're going to go to your cosmic seed company in your imagination, non-GMO organic seeds, and you're going to plant some seeds that represent the flowering not only of your consciousness, but also seeds of prosperity on all levels. You'll plant, you'll get seeds that represent roses and lotuses, beautiful flowers and little trees and herbs and shrubs. And they will grow and mature according to your divine right timing, especially those seeds of prosperity. Those seeds of abundance, those seeds of support and nurturance and love. And when you're done, give your blessings. Okay, release that image now from your consciousness. Come back to your body. All right. We're still cleaning out the solar plexus. We're going to go down to the sacral center and the base chakra and start doing some deep house cleaning. Again, we're going to stir up the energies, those energies that have been stagnated, that have been locked away, that have been pushed aside, that have been put under the carpet. We're going to get that energy moving, all that emotional energy. We're just going to get it moving. All right, we're going to breathe into the body circulation, the vibrations of circulation, movement, power, flow. It's going to let these energies activate your sexuality. You're going to allow it to activate your groundedness with the earth. You're going to allow it to heal all relationships that have been incompleted. You're going to allow it to heal your relationship with your parents and your siblings, your first marriage, your second marriage, even your third marriage. You're going to allow it to heal all past life relationships that have been incomplete up to this point. And you're going to allow it to heal your perceived disconnection with Prime Source. Now, as you do this, we're going to invoke the energies that will begin to purify the collective astral plane of humanity and also this solar system. And this part of the galaxy that's related to Earth life. Feel this light beginning to purify the collective astral plane. That's the plane of discord, suffering, pain, manipulation, everything. It is also the plane that holds the illusion of the fall of man and being kicked out of the Garden of Eden. It is that plane that teaches wrathful God, a vengeful God, punishment from God. Allow your inner child to release the memories. Now let's bring awareness up to the heart. And just give permission to your heart to release any remaining levels of pain, sorrow, sadness, grief, loneliness, any levels of judgment, but basically suffering. And fill that space up with unconditional love and allowance. Fill it with the wisdom that is inherent in your true nature. Fill it with the knowledge of creation. Fill it with the power to be your divine expression in the world, no matter what is happening in the world. Fearlessness, courage, inspiration, trust, faith in oneself. Now feel that activating your immune system, which in turn is activating your lymphatic system, which in turn is activating your liver, your gallbladder, your kidneys, your adrenal glands, your thyroid, your parathyroids, your thymus, your spleen, your whole digestive system from mouth, throat, esophagus, lungs, stomach, small large intestines, bladder, appendix, and your reproductive organs. Allow your reproductive organs to come back to life. Breathe in the power of resurrection for your reproductive organs. Breathe it fully into all layers of your second chakra. Now again, from the heart chakra, we're going to extend the purifying light. We're going to be a channel for the purifying light to affect your local grid system. And the astral plane of your neighborhood. Remembering the power points that we invoked. Sedona, Haleakala, Machu Picchu, Mount Shasta, pyramids in Egypt, Lake Louise, pyramids in Mexico and Yucatan, Bosnian pyramid, Mount Fuji, Mount Kilimanjaro, sacred sites in the UK, Uluru and Kata Chiguta, Mount Taranaki, and the Great Pyramid of Cholula. Feel that support from these power places as we also extend the purifying light to these vortex areas to keep these vortex areas pure and clean and divinely protected. Now again, we're going to merge with that antivirus, antibacterial cosmic shield. Align that shield around your body in your energetic force field of light called your aura, your chakra system. Now we're going to call forth the activation of the four pyramids of light for your physical dwelling that come from the archangels that will help keep your physical space clean and protected. And we're also going to call forth the Council of 14 to help with the flow of these cosmic energies. We're also going to call forth your star councils of light, your home realm, and your soul group. Now, from the heart, you're going to be a clear and pure channel for this cleansing light to move across the planet, into every country, into every city, state, province. Visualize this light cleansing and purifying all the distress, the fear, the agony, the anxiety, the stress, the worry. See all of that energy being recycled back to the Cosmic Recycling Center. We're going to ask all those that are choosing to make transition now be resurrected into the light of their own knowing and into their own God presence. We're going to ask for love and support, especially energetically, for all of the medical workers and all of the, shall we say, soldiers in the field that are part of this cleanup project. We're going to ask for the light of truth to be given to all governors of every state, to all the senators and congressmen in our Congress, the military leaders. The light of truth. To all city councils in all of the cities and counties of this planet. And we ask for the presence of the healing archangels to surround all hospitals and trauma centers that are caring for those that appear to be affected. By whatever condition that is affecting their bodies and their minds. We're going to give our gratitude and thanks for the cleanup crew, to the cleanup crew. All the billions of those beings of light on the inner planes that are working to help clean up this planet and to restore Earth and humanity to their original divine matrix, soul purpose, and blueprint. Okay, let's take a deep breath. We're going to move consciousness now up to the throat and release any and all remaining restrictions regarding your personal expression in the world. Going to breathe in the power to be fearless. Going to breathe in the power to stand in your own truth. Take another deep breath into the lungs. Allowing the lungs to be fortified with that divine light. The truth shall set you free. Take a deep breath. Okay, we're going to move awareness up to the base of the skull and release any levels of congestion and blockages to that divine portal in your body. Base of your spine. I'm sorry, base of the skull. Deep breath. Now we're going to move awareness up into the center of the brain as we activate pineal, pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus, your limbic system, your memory centers, your cognitive centers. Breathe in that soothing blue light into your limbic system. Now release any energies that are not yours that are collected in your limbic system. Take a deep breath and let it all go. Let go of all emotions that are not yours. Allow the brain to release all energies that is not yours that you have been processing since day one. I am free, I am clear. Take a deep breath. Feel the activation of your pineal center with Alpha and Omega. Okay, now bring awareness in the center of the skull into your crystal palace, the third ventricle. And from here, we're going to invoke the power of Metatron's cube to be overlaid in the brain. Just use your knowing, Metatron's cube, which contains, among others, the flower of life, the five Potolic solids, sacred geometry. You are activating the sacred geometry of your brain and your mind. So feel the extension of Metatron's cube all around your body into your energy field, through all of your subtle bodies. And allow that to affect your whole nervous system, Metatron's cube, your endocrine system, your immune system, your lymphatic system, your muscles, your bones, all of the bones, your spinal column, your original eight selves of creation at the base of your spine, your sacrum, your respiratory system, your blood. Your vagus nerve system. Now, keeping consciousness within the center of the brain, connected with your heart chakra and your solar plexus chakra, you're going to strengthen those three connector points, your brain, your heart, and your solar plexus, with Prime Source and your higher self. Think of these as pathways of light. You're going to strengthen them to the point of where they're completely 100% strong and flexible, with no levels of interference, complete inflow and outflow with creator energy and your physical body. The guides are here to assist. feel as if new life is being pumped into your physical body, and especially your immune system. Now from the center of the brain, we're going to bring awareness down to the fourth ventricle, to the brain stem, and down the channels of your spine, all the way down eventually to your original eight cells of creation. This again is a purifying energy that's coming down your spine. It's a harmonizing energy. The channels in your spine are being reset and upgraded, allowing your physical spine to make gentle, natural adjustments to all of your vertebrae, C1, C2, all your cervicals, your thoracics, your lumbar, sacrum, coccyx, tailbone. Allow a gentle realignment naturally within your spinal column. Now we're going to ask for divine protection with power and intent to the archangels. Divine protection 24/7 against all negative technology, including chemtrails, 3, 2, 3, 4, 5G networks, cell towers, Wi-Fi, smart meters, smart appliances, TVs, computers, cell phones, too low radio frequency waves, divine protection against all effects from HARP and DARPA. Divine protection against all levels of mass hypnosis, artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, all pollutants in the air, the water, and the soil, and the foods. Allowing the power of the violet light to transmute any remaining levels of so-called negativity from our bodies, our minds, our fields, our chakras. Divine protection against all levels of mind control. We're going to invoke again the power to remain completely detached and disengaged from the collective astral field. And against all levels of negative subliminal programming. Allow the spine to completely clear. And at the base of the spine, hold the feeling of harmony and balance for your original 8 cells of creation. Allowing the spine to become strong and supple, strong and flexible. Allowing your body to stand completely upright upon the planet, but not being of it. Carry the power of the 23rd Psalms within you. Now, simply allow the rising of your Kundalini and divine right timing naturally and effortlessly, guided by the direction of your I Am presence. Now, we're going to drop down into the heart center, activating the still point in your connection with Area 49. This is where the Ascended Masters hang out, on the etheric plains above the Sandia Mountains in New Mexico. Now, we're going to complete this activation by now invoking and visualizing with feeling the kind of life you want for the rest of your time on Earth through the heart. So invoke, through the power of the heart, the life that you wish to lead in life. How you want to feel each and every day, what you want to accomplish in the world regarding serving others. The kind of career that brings you joy, the kind of friendships you wish to cultivate, the animals and children you want to be around. Visualize your environment. Visualize energetically how you want your environment to feel each and every day. Visualize how you want to be connected with the earth, with the elements of the earth, the devas, the fairy kingdom, the inner earth beings, the power animals, the sacred sites, all the elements of the earth. Visualize how you want your body to be. Visualize how you want your organs to operate and function. Visualize and feel the power you want in your body, your chi, your vitality. Visualize the world you want to live in. And visualize the kinds of people you want to be around. Visualize the company that you desire to start as an entrepreneur. Visualize how you want to be prosperous and abundant. Visualize how you want to sleep at night, where you want to go at night in the dream time. Visualizing how you're going to use all of your so-called psychic abilities, your clairvoyance, your clairaudience, your telepathy, your ability to bilocate, teleport, become invisible when needed. Call in the vibration of animation into your body and into your life. Take a deep breath. Visualize your life filled with joy, with laughter, inspired, in divine balance and harmony with all of life. Visualize and feel connected to the ascended masters, the archangels, the Elohim, all levels of creation that represent Christed consciousness and the truth. So we'll give you a moment to finish up this exercise, and I will call you back when it's time to return. Okay, begin to finish up. Now, send this out to the heart of the universe without any form of attachment. Let it go completely. Give it unto God. Okay, we're going to ask the team to finish up their energy work with you. They'll do a little bit of some final last-minute tweakings and adjustments. So begin to bring awareness back to your body, back to your physical dwelling, feeling connected with the earth. Remember, this activation is live and organic. It continues into your future. It will be just as relevant today as it will be a year from now. Each listening will provide additional depths of receiving and understanding and empowerment and realizations and personal healing, as well as collective healing. The guides want all of us to know that they are very grateful for your service to humanity. And that the little things that you do in life do not go unnoticed. They are recorded in the collective Akashic records. You will have easier access to your information. The collective Akashic records was open for this activation. So the insights and downloads will come easily to you now. Write your books. Write in your journal. Do your art therapy. Remember to do your walks in nature as best you can. Whenever you are out in nature, ask for signs and messages, messengers, that usually come in the form of birds, but not limited to the birds. Can come through the wind, the clouds, rocks. In the fairy kingdom, we're going to ask your inner child to continue to be in this state of self-healing. For the duration of this call, or correction, for the duration of today, we can ask your inner child to go lay on a golden bed of light in its own magical realm where anything is possible, and to lay on this golden bed of light for its healing, especially its emotional and physical healing. And surrounding this golden bed of light will be some baby angels to help comfort your inner child. Those were the angels that were with you around the time of your infancy. And we're going to ask your guardian angel to make more direct contact with you in the dream time and in your meditation. We thank the guides We thank all those that are here to support all of us in our journey into the new earth. And we give thanks to all those beings that have come before us, that gave their lives, their physical lives, in order that we may experience this great moment in our earth history called the Great Awakening. So when you're ready, come fully back to your body, unless you want to stay in the quantum zone. Remember to drink water so that your cells can integrate this activation more easily. Remember to write down your insights. And when you're ready, slowly come into the now. I am here, I am now, I am. I am here, I am now, I am. I am here, I am now, and I am. Thank you for the bliss. Until next time, many blessings from the cosmos.